Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. The One Bermuda Alliance is ready to return to government. This is coming from the opposition leader, Jane Richardson, who issued a rallying cry at the party's annual conference.
We couldn't sink into today's Bermuda until we had reduced our mutual regard for one another to the point that we were all enemies. Now we have parts of the population that cannot travel to other parts of a 21 square mile island. Now we have gunmen firing at police in populated neighborhoods. Now we shutter businesses that we thought would never close. These issues didn't arise by themselves. They required fertile ground. And that's what I call the ebbing away of decency, civility, and public integrity. And for us in the OBA to push back, we had to first fight those battles internally. And that's why our mission statement is so important. Not because of the words on the page, though those are important, but because the road to get there required many, many steps. It's those lessons that shaped how we now save the wider country.
Also speaking at the conference was many of the party's members and also the deputy leader, Ben Smith.
We believe in a Bermuda where opportunities are accessible to everyone. We must dismantle the barriers that hold us back and instead build bridges that will connect us all.
In response to the OBA's 8-page pamphlet on Bermuda's future, the PLP deputy leader, the Honorable Boto Aban, said that the OBA talks about integrity. If they really mean it, then they'll come clean and tell us what they mean by immigration reform and what they mean by larger population base. He closed by saying, Mr. Jane Richardson made it clear what he is really about tonight, the same old UBP OBA agenda. He offered a lack of detail and a lot of allusion to what the OBA's real plans are. Be warned. End quote.
In other news, there is a Bermudian who is now a boat builder at SailGP. Here's a highlight of the 25-year-old who moved to the UK nearly a year ago and has been spotted and recognized by SailGP.
Hi, I'm Kieran. I'm from Bermuda, 25 years old. Went to the London School in Maine, had an internship for SailGP. I moved to England last year. Now I'm working full-time for SailGP Technologies. Growing up, I didn't really hear about boat builders, to be honest. It wasn't nothing like we was taught as youth. I just always liked the water, swimming, fishing and stuff. When I got into my teenage year, that's when I started really liking boats more. So it was like, okay, I like boats, but I didn't really think I'd be a boat builder, to be honest.
So in season two of SailGP, a youngster kind of came apparent to us who's quite interested in boats, and he came knocking on our door, and we actually left him with the boat building team to do a week-long internship. And I think at the end of his internship, they worked him pretty hard, and he came out of it all smiles and wanting to actually further his potential career in boat building. So one of our lead designers actually suggested he goes and attends a really reputable school called the Landing School.
The Landing School was in Maine. So I did first year, I did marine systems for 1 year, and then the second year I did composite boat building. It was more of the hands-on experiences, like me working every day, going to school, coming back to work on breaks and stuff like that. It was just like hands-on experiences, but teaching me a lot.
And this young lad from Bermuda knocked on the door literally of this brand new warehouse with machinery all over the place.
And I brought my resume in, my little folder. I had a little folder laminated as well.
You can watch the full video on SailGP's YouTube channel. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.